The Scenes That I Created, written by Cherry Vanilla and read by Annalise O10. Fandom, Hockey RPF, Actor RPF. Pairing, Kristen Stewart, Jonathan Taves. Rating, teen and up. Additional tags include alternate universe high school, kissing, and pining. Summary. It's been 2 days since the Great Parking Lot Extravaganza, and the whole school is buzzing over one half of the most popular couple going to prom, with the guy voted most likely to succeed, because they literally have nothing better to do with their lives. Johnny's a cool guy, but he isn't cool by any means. He takes high school way too seriously for one. Kristen knows he gets it from his dad, who's hoping he'll get into an Ivy League college. He also keeps to himself, doesn't get involved in any drama, and is generally quiet. He's just there. And it's not like Kristen is cool herself. Half the school looks at her as a freak just because she wears backwards caps and likes the guys section in PacSun more than Wet Seal or something. Patrick Kane is cool. For some unknown reason, that skews Kristen's worldview epically. Everyone loves the dude, even though he seems like a bit of a dick. Let's face it, that's probably why. Still, he helped make same-sex couples eligible for yearbook awards, so she guesses that's something. Kaner, as everyone calls him, has been dating Tyler Seguin for years. Seguin is a dick, and has bullied Kristen more than once in PE. She never sits back and takes it, though. So when Tyler and Kaner break up, for what seems like the millionth time, in a wild public spectacle with Tyler yelling, "Oh yeah? Who you gonna go to prom with now? Who dare take you out?" Kristen isn't exactly prepared for Kaner to look amongst the crowd before pointing and shouting, "Him! I'll go to fucking prom with Jonathan Taves, you asshole!" Johnny, who's standing right beside her, freezes. Everyone starts shifting their gaze between Tyler, Kaner, and Johnny in classic comedic timing. Johnny's eyes widen as Kaner walks up to him, flashing a smile that somehow manages to be both cocky and sweet as fuck. "You want to go to prom with me?" Johnny blinks. Rapidly. Okay. He sounds utterly dumb, and everyone laughs except Kristen, because she's the only one who knows Johnny's had a crush on Kaner since freshman year. That, in and of itself, isn't anything uncommon. Half the school has a crush on Kaner. Again, for reasons Kristen fails to understand. But Johnny's sort of stupid over the guy, even though Kaner acts mostly like he doesn't exist, unless he needs Johnny's help in chemistry. "Great," Kaner says, turning to Tyler and crossing his arms. "Oh, whatever," Tyler spits out before stalking towards his car. Kaner turns back to Johnny, sighing. "Thanks, you really helped me out." Kristen watches Johnny scratch the back of his neck nervously. "Sure. So, pick you up at 7? She winces on Johnny's behalf. "Yeah," Kaner says, surprised. "Sure." Then he turns to go. "What are you doing?" Kristen grits out as they head off in the opposite direction towards Johnny's car. "You know that was only to make Tyler jealous. He doesn't really want to go with you." Johnny just shrugs, but there's a small smile playing on his lips, which in turn makes her frown. This is most definitely not cool. It's been 2 days since the Great Parking Lot Extravaganza, and the whole school is buzzing over one half of the most popular couple going to prom with the guy voted most likely to succeed, because they literally have nothing better to do with their lives. They're also taking bets on how long it'll be before Tyler knocks Johnny out or challenges him to some sort of Grease-inspired drag race. "You didn't even want to go to prom." They're in the garage of Johnny's dad's shop, working on the motorcycle he said Kristen could have if she fixed it up. We were going to get wasted on the football field and mock all the losers who ran out of the gym crying. I changed my mind. Kristen wipes the grease off her hands with a rag and throws it at him. You mean you're selling out because Patrick Kane breathed in your direction? Johnny pulls a face at the judgment in her voice. That's not cool. No, man, you're not cool. And you're not gonna suddenly fit into Kaner's world, either. I know. Johnny scowls. Kristen sighs and hops up on the hood of the car, her shirt falling off one shoulder, exposing her bra. She turns her hat around backwards. What will you do if he wants to kiss you? You're the one telling me this is all fake, he points out, brow furrowed. Why would he kiss me? Kristen shrugs, her heart beating a little faster at the idea that just came to mind. To make Seguin jealous? I don't know, man. Johnny smirks. Well then, I guess I'll just have to kiss him. Kristen rolls her eyes. All I know is Kaner's no minor leaguer here, and your kissing skills aren't exactly honed. They are too, Johnny protests. Kristen raises her eyebrows, slowly. Okay, so maybe I don't have a ton of experience. Which I still don't get. You're not bad looking. She trails off, sounding pointedly reluctant over the admission. Gee, thanks, Johnny replies sarcastically. I mean, maybe you do wear too much plaid. Oh, fuck off. They grin at one another, and Kristen's stomach dives and swoops. She clears her throat and says, Anyway, point is, you can't suck if he lays one on you. So what do you suggest? She takes a breath. Practice on me. Johnny's eyes widen comically. Seriously? I know, it's just so unthinkable, she deadpans. Johnny shakes his head quickly. No, it's just... Really? Kristen shrugs one shoulder. Why not? Come on, I don't have cooties. She knows Johnny's bi, even though he's been so hung up on Patrick Kane to actually, seriously, do anything about that with anyone else, male or female. Johnny shakes with laughter and moves to stand in front of her. I've known you since you were 5. I haven't thought you had cooties since you were at least 10. Well, good, Kristen smirks, sliding her arms around his neck. He tenses immediately. Jesus, loosen up. She pushes at his shoulders, trying to make them drop a little. Johnny glares, but relaxes slightly. Just put your hand somewhere, she tells him. He slides them to Kristen's hips, fingers curling. Is that okay? She nods, suppressing a shudder. Yeah, now look into my eyes. Pretend I'm him. Johnny does, and Kristen feels her breath catch in her throat until he bursts out laughing. Look, I don't have to do this. He sobers, fingers flexing on her waist. No, I know, sorry. She grins through her layers of frustration. I mean, I know it's tough. I have much better hair and all. Shut up, Johnny laughs, looking at her again, their eyes locking. Kristen swallows, hard. Their faces are suddenly a lot closer than they were a second ago. Close your eyes. Johnny listens, and Kristen takes the moment to study his face, every inch of it that she fucking adores and has for years, before pressing their mouths together. Johnny's lips are softer than she thought they'd be. He's barely moving against her mouth, just applying gentle pressure until he parts her lips ever so slightly. Kristen closes her eyes, pushing up towards him. Johnny lets out a short puff of breath before dragging his tongue over her bottom lip. She fits their mouths together smoothly, inching her own tongue out to meet his. He lets out a choked groan, his hands slipping from Kristen's hips to her thighs, dragging his nails up and down before pressing his fingers firmly against her. Kristen raises her legs to wrap around his waist, and Johnny tilts her back a little, panting against her lips before finally sliding his tongue inside. It's deep and wet and more than a little frantic. Kristen gropes at his back before tangling her fingers in his hair, on overload from the feel of his hands stroking restlessly up and down her thighs, the touch of his tongue, plush and hot in her mouth, sucking on her own and drawing small sounds from her lips. She wrenches her mouth away when she realizes she never wants to stop, dropping her legs and shoving at his chest. "What?" he says, stumbling back a little, confused and more than a little dazed. "What?" "That's enough, Tiger," Kristen pants, hating how breathless she sounds. "You're cool." Johnny stares at her for a moment. His lips are red and his pupils even darker than usual. "You're blushing," he says, and she hates even more how breathy his voice is and how fucking fond he sounds at the same time. "You're blushing." "Yeah, right, the day I blush," she says, jumping off the car and avoiding his eyes. "I got a split." "No, Chris, come back. It's cute. You're pretty." Kristen laughs sardonically, walking backwards out of the garage. "Spare me the platitudes, dude. Anyway, you'll be decent enough for Kaner." She turns around quickly so he doesn't have to see just how much she's understating. It was an idiotic move all those years ago, and even more idiotic today. You don't fall in love with your best friend, and you certainly don't kiss him. The end. Thanks for listening.